AM 1300 KGLO, this is Tim Fleming, and I have Amanda Reagan with us from the Community Kitchen in North Iowa. And Amanda, how you doing?
We're doing great. We've just been plugging along, and we continue to serve folks. And some days are a little crazier than others, but for the most part, it's been running pretty smooth.
Yeah, talk about the whole process, though. I mean, with everybody in a different realm right now through this coronavirus and COVID-19 situation, what does that mean on a day-to-day then for the Community Kitchen?
Well, a lot of our folks are still, you know, coming to the kitchen, but we have seen some new people, families, people that have lost their jobs and are you know, experiencing something that they hadn't in the, you know, previously. We do carryouts, just like any other restaurant, and we have people that come in also and get bread. We were doing the fruits and vegetables, but the food bank started today. They were going to start handing out fruits and vegetables again from the grocery stores. We get a lot of our food from the grocery stores that are outdated, and in that way we get them to people that can still use them. And so now we still have the bread and the sweet rolls and stuff, but the food bank is going to start working with folks on getting those to them.
So you really see firsthand, though, don't you, how this is having an even bigger impact on many people in our area?
Well, and I've noticed, they've got that great program with Feeding the Kids, which is amazing, the Mohawk Feeding, and that has just really been helpful to a lot of people with families. But we do see some families that still come in, and some that one of the spouses that are still working, and they've got, you know, a couple of kids, and it takes a lot to stretch, you know, your budget. And this is, you know, an opportunity to kind of help out. This was, you know, way back when it all started, was with, you know, sort of the farm crisis. And so this kind of memories of that.
You know, you were talking about earlier with me about the Meals on Wheels program, too, and how you work there as well with those folks.
Right. We manage two separate nonprofits, and so we see a lot of people coming to us for Meals on Wheels. And those, while they're cooked at Mercy Hospital, we organize the whole process of getting set up for those. And we've had wonderful volunteers that have stepped up to the plate. At the kitchen, we've reduced people to working in the kitchen to just two at a time, just because of the, you know, social distancing. And also in the delivery of the Meals on Wheels, a lot of folks have reduced how many people are willing to go out and do that. So we kind of, you know, look for new volunteers, and sometimes people that are more able to get out and in the community right now, when we're hoping that all our folks can come back again when things are stable again.
Yeah, and that's probably the $24,000 question that people ask all the time. And yeah, and if we right. only had that answer, right?
I know, you really would be in the money, but it is really hard to say. It's really something that we try to make sure people are very cautious of how they're living right now, and, you know, staying at home is encouraged as much as you can. I know the bus is free, so people can, the transit has been free, and so that has helped some for folks. And I believe today they have to start wearing masks, so we're happy for that. There's a whole crew out in the world of making masks out there as well. So it's kind of an interesting thing, just seeing all the people walking around in masks as well. And, you know, we're encouraging people here that come in to wear masks as well.
Is it you're encouraging them, but do you have
it? We didn't make it mandatory, but we're encouraging them. But we see a lot of folks that come in and get meals for families. So, you don't need to bring everybody in. You get one person that can bring them, get carryouts. And we have some people that are delivering them to seniors that are in their homes as well, or people that are disabled that can't get out. So one person coming in, it reduces the contact for so many others, and we think that really makes a big difference.
Amanda, this is that time, too, where you really see people step up and help, and you're talking about getting volunteers for this or for that. It's
right.
It's really a need for many organizations such as yours.
Right. I saw that also with the Hawkeye Harvest Food Bank, who we work closely with. And they, we all have volunteers that are retired. And so we watched, that whole crowd kind of say, well, maybe we have to step back a little bit and let some new folks get in. So that really, it shows where our volunteers came from, but it's also shown us some new folks that have stepped up to the plate and decided they could easily help out for a couple of hours. Trying to keep in, contact with all the folks that still were our great sources of help. And we want to make sure that they know that when this is over, we want them to come back.
Amanda, again, for those people that are not familiar with the hours and so forth for the community kitchen, when can they come?
Well, we've been doing a noon meal Monday through Saturday, so we have 6 days a week. And when we're serving, actually, pretty much the same times we served our meals. And so we're open at 11 to 12:30. We do the noon meal, and that way it gives plenty of time so people aren't on top of each other. We want to keep the social distancing and limit the amount of people in the building to pick up the meals. And then in the evening, we do them 4:45 to basically 4:45. And that's only Monday through Thursday.
Fantastic.
So that keeps it going.
Anything else you need to get out about the community kitchen? You guys do great work.
Well, we just really appreciate it. We missed you at Thanksgiving, remember? So, we'll have to get you back next year. And hopefully we're all able to get together and be thankful in one location again.
Let's hope so. Amanda, great to talk to you today.
Well, thank you for calling. I hope it helps get the word out. We want people to know that they're certainly welcome here. We've got great community support, so many organizations that help us, and we've had a lot of folks stepped up to the plate. So thank you for, encouraging people to know about what we're doing.
Happy to help out anytime. Thank you. Amanda Reagan with us from the Community Kitchen of North Central Iowa. I'm Tim Fleming on AM 1300 KGLO.